I wasn't ready.
No, we're starting.
I wasn't ready.
Okay.
Welcome to Dissa Portland. I'm Janelle.
I'm Rachel.
And let us tell you about the afternoon we've had in order to go out there and visit Portland's food scene for you, our listeners.
Yeah, what a trial.
Oh, tough. Really tough. So our original intent was to go to a place called Duck Fat.
Oh, I was thinking we'd leave it off so, like, people are left guessing.
But I already said it. Now they know.
Well, maybe we can just say to go to restaurant redacted.
Okay.
So it leaves people.
Do you know how to do that?
Well, now I'm going to have to...
redact all of this.
Redact all of it.
So we wanted to go to... restaurant redacted. But it was packed. 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Packed. You know why? Because people come to Portland in the summer.
They come to Portland to eat. They come in Portland to not properly stop and yield at stop signs and yield signs. And it was impossible. It was impenetrable.
And I think at another time we'll talk about the love-hate relationship Portland has with its visitors, because it makes it hard for people who live here to enjoy these places.
It does.
Was Restaurant Redacted in Bon Appetit last year? I feel like it was.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think that's why it's so popular.
That whole district. We're talking about the down, like the Old Port neighborhood, where every place is just full of people wearing...
So many people.
So many people and their children.
People everywhere.
It was running
the streets.
It was overrun. Something needs to be done.
Lots of people.
So we ended up doing a backup.
Well, and then...
Well, we did a backup to our backup, because our second backup was closed on Tuesdays.
Yeah, so third...
So
third backup. Which was Nosh Kitchen Bar. Wah, 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 wah.
If Nosh had a theme song, this is where we play it, but they're a restaurant, so they don't.
It should just probably be what I just did. I think that would be best. If you walked in, every time you walked into Nosh Kitchen Bar, it would go, wah, 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 wah. No, that would be
That would be really bad. It would just be like a constant fire alarm.
Think of all the introverts.
Oh, just dreading
having heart attacks. They'd never go back.
So we went to Nosh Kitchen Bar, which has been open at least 10 years.
Yes.
We got their 10th anniversary menu, which has been
which made us think that it's been open 10 years.
I'm pretty sure it has been.
I think that feels like a logical leap.
Yeah.
10th anniversary menu, open 10 years.
Yeah, open 10 years.
So where is Nosh Kitchen Bar, Rachel?
It's on Congress. It's downtown, but closer to the more business district, I'd say, out of the, what we call On Peninsula in the city, in the Old Port. And it was a ghost town.
Yeah.
It was empty, which was a delight to us.
Delight, because we hate people.
I hate them.
Did we clarify that we're from Portland, Maine? Just to be clear.
Well, to be more clear, there's a deeper story there about where we came from. But
well,
we do live here now.
Well,
we are taxpaying.
You live in Portland.
I rep.
I live out in the country.
In the country. In town, redacted. Just so the people don't find you.
My rabid fans.
Nosh had been on the list because it's a very decadent restaurant, and decadent is how their menu is built. Decadent is the name of the game in terms of how they construct their menu.
It's not literally called decadent. I mean, you said decadent's a name. I just want to be clear. It's not literally decadent. It's not called decadent on the menu. It's just in case people are confused.
It's an important clarification.
Thank you.
I'm glad we got there.
Yeah, I was uncomfortable with that.
So we went there, sat down.
And I think we should also say Nosh is sort of an institution in Portland.
It is, yeah.
If you're in the Portland area, you have probably been to Nosh. It's a big lunch place. It's in the middle of, you know, corporations and medical centers, and so it's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to describe it, it's drunk food or hungover food, fatty, salty. Cheesy, sugary, meaty, goopy.
How did you know all my high school superlatives? That was in the hopper.
And one thing we noticed when we were eating, before we really get into it, is that we both thought this is not food you'd have on a first date.
Oh, no.
No, because we're both a little sick right now, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm getting the meat sweats.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sweating just sitting down, and just feel very heavy.
Yeah, and we only ate half of what we ordered.
Yeah.
So don't go here for a first date, because you'll be gassy afterwards, too.
You'll be gassy and just weighted down.
Yeah, and your stomach will probably make a lot of noises.
Yeah, and you'll be sweating profusely for no reason.
Yeah, you go there with a good friend. You go there with your partner you've had for some time.
When getting a divorce.
Oh, yeah. When you just don't give a shit.
When you're done. When you're throwing in the towel.
You're like, I don't care. See me sweat. It's fun.
Enjoy it, you bastard.
Hear my guess.
Hear it. So, like, looking at the menu, I feel like it's constructed by specialty sandwiches on one side, which are, like, falafel and fish and the apps. And then the second side is all committed to burger fries.
Correct. Well, not burger fries. Burgers and fries. I mean, language is everything, Rachel. Burgers and fries.
Thank you. So what was your first impression of what you got, which tell the listeners out there?
I got the jerk chicken banh mi, which immediately confused me. It's like Jamaican and Vietnamese? That's pretty funny. But it sounded good because I like Jamaican food. I like Vietnamese food. I like a good banh mi without the pâté, and I know there's going to be a lot of opinions about that. But pâté is the devil's food. And that sounded good to me. I wasn't feeling a burger because it had a big bowl of spaghetti right before I came to lunch, because that's how I roll. That was my main. What about you?
My main was the traditional. I went with just a cheeseburger. Their cheeseburgers range from pretty, like, normal, middle-of-the-road to, like, wild serve. And again, this is where I come back to decadent. I served on donuts, with, like, grilled cheese is the buns, and then the actual patty is a donut, and then underneath the patty is the burger. And a ho-ho.
With a ground Twinkie together stuffed into it.
With a Twinkie in the middle. They do some wild stuff. But I decided to go cheeseburger. Like, cheeseburger, lettuce, tomato, onion. That was it. That was all she wrote to get a feel.
So here's what we want to do for our readers. We want to give
our readers? Are we translating this?
Yeah. I mean, there could be some readers.
If you're reading along at home with us, more power to you. I don't know how you got here. I don't know how we got here.
I don't know how you assume that everybody's listening to this.
I assume that was the only... No. Are you writing it up?
No, there's software.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's being printed in Braille. So, anyway, for our listeners and our readers, because we don't know, we wanted to get a representation of the menu in terms of a starter, a main, and a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
So our starter would be the cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel had a cheeseburger. I had the jerk chicken banh mi. We had a side of salt and pepper French fries. And then we'll talk about the nightmare that is the dessert that Rachel got. But let's break down our starter, which was the cheese curds.
Yeah, glorified mozzarella sticks, but good.
Excellent. I mean, they were all different sizes.
Yeah.
Which I liked. They weren't those big honking frozen cheese sticks.
They don't subscribe to mozzarella beauty standards.
No. They're not bound by mozzarella beauty standards, like you and I are.
Just like you and I.
I'll be any kind of cheese stick I want to be. And they were delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Very greasy, very salty, very fatty, with kind of a fried cilantro situation on top with some banana peppers, spicy banana peppers.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with a chipotle dipping sauce. 11 or 12 bucks, kind of pricey, but you get a lot.
You get a big old bowl.
You could happily share that with four people.
Easily, yeah.
And so we ate half of it. We had plenty of leftovers. I would get that again in a heartbeat. That is some drunk-ass hungover food.
Yeah, it's good.
Ooh, delicious.
Heavy. Cheesy. Yeah. So out of that, I'll start with the burger, which they don't ask you how you want it done.
That's right.
It's a smash patty.
How presumptuous.
It's a smash patty, so I think it's done medium, just by default, or maybe medium well.
I think even. It's well done with smash patty.
Well, aren't we? Bon appetit.
I know something about a smash patty. Smash patty.
So they didn't ask me how I wanted it done, and it did come out whip fast. I mean, we were just looking at the curds, and it was out, which I like.
It wasn't crowded.
No, it was not.
It looked
not
like a bunch of day drinkers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the burger was good. I had half of it with the fries. The fry is very salt and pepper forward. Like, you get salt on the tongue, you get pepper. A little bit of inconsistency in the crispness. Yeah. Like, there was some parts that were crisp, some parts that maybe, like, needed a few more minutes. And they had, like, an airiness. Like you tasted the olive oil. I got, like, a... Like, just, like, a lightness that wasn't a dense fry.
Yeah, no, the texture was really interesting. I mean, in general, I want a more crispy fry, but the airiness, however they fried it, which I'm pretty sure they fried it in olive oil mix, worked. Mm-hmm. And again, a generous portion.
Yeah, yeah, big cylindrical filling. So the burger was good. I don't know, you know, I'm not a meat snob. but
depends on the meat.
That's the joke. I'm not a, like, I don't really know my meats, I guess, and I thought it was good. I thought it was fine. Like, it was tasty. It was a good burger. I ate it. Like, the brioche bun was very dense, so you could kind of get, like, it was a deep bite. Yeah, it was good.
You said you liked the crunchiness of the brioche.
There was something, because they did the iceberg, the shredded lettuce texture. There was something that, like, you crisped into with your teeth, and I think was a mixture of the bun and the lettuce that was really nice. It was very refreshing, and it mixed well. But it wasn't, like... The burger, I think, was, like, $12, and that's about what I would think would be appropriate, but it was... It didn't necessarily elevate the burger for me. It was, like, the burger that I would... It was a traditional... Again, like, you went out drinking, you want a burger, that's the burger you get.
I've eaten at Nosh before, and I've had burgers there before, and I'd say it's a good burger. I can't remember now. We'll upload pictures, but they feature the beef on the menu from some local farm that I can't remember. So beef... is important to them. Ingredients are important to them.
Yeah.
And they are thinking about texture because they do the iceberg shreddis, which is really good. You know, the crispy patty. Did it have some kind of dressing on it?
I got mayo. It didn't come with its own sauce.
So you put the mayo on it.
I put the mayo on.
Looked like a nice juicy tomato.
Yeah, it was a nice tomato.
It was a hot mess though, man. That thing was dripping and...
It fell apart like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah, again, not first date food.
No, very messy.
You gotta know somebody like 6 dates in, I feel.
Yeah.
And feel comfortable with a mayonnaise dripping down your wrist.
It's a good look though.
And then maybe a plop.
That's Vogue
on
though.
Your shirt.
That's what Billie Eilish does now. She's very mayonnaise focused on the wrist and the neck.
So it'd be cool.
It would be
like
cool.
Like if you had to lick it off your wrist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Edgelord. Okay.
Definitely a 3-napkin meal.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your banh mi.
So my jerk chicken banh mi, you must like cilantro. I will tell you that. And I do like cilantro, but it was some big flowery twigs of cilantro on there. And that was a little off-putting. I even picked off the cilantro. It was a little too much. The bread also sort of fell apart. It was a sesame roll, but it was more of a sesame flatbread. It was not a hearty piece of bread. So I cut mine in half. It had really nice crunchy, carroty, cucumber mix, some kind of dressing, as I said. Yes, I got it without the pâté. Blah, blah, blah. Because pate is disgusting. The chicken was okay. It didn't taste like jerk chicken. It tasted like chicken with some flavors to it.
Okay.
All in all, it was decent. It was a decent sandwich. I wouldn't get it again.
Okay.
I tried it. I wanted to try it. But yeah. It didn't knock my socks off.
Sure. Yeah. And now we get to the best part of the meal for me, which is dessert.
Oh, Jesus.
So, listeners out there are going to fall into two camps, and this is true of many things.
We shall find out.
Either you know and have enjoyed the classic 90s snack Dunkaroos, or you do not know and do not enjoy the all-American dream dessert, which is Dunkaroos. Nosh serves a version of Dunkaroos, which to the very, very small... percentage of you listening who do not know what a Dunkaroo is, in which case, my apologies. It is just a sandwich cookie, just like a vanilla wafer, that you just dip into a heaping pile of frosting. And it's an ingenious dessert. It teaches you the law of consequences to your actions. You either put too much dessert on the first couple of cookies, you have to ration out the rest of them, or you do like I did in middle school and beyond, which is you have the first 95% with, like, a dabble of frosting on there.
And you're all in?
Then you're all in for the last couple.
Gotta make that frosting last.
It's a microeconomics lesson in frosting distribution curve. they do a version of Don Cruz that I find comforting and like being in a middle school classroom trading Pokemon cards with my classmates. And it brings me home and it brings me great joy. I think the Nosh versions of Don Cruz are true. They're pitch perfect for me and what I'm looking for in a dessert.
May I describe it to our readers?
I would love you to.
So I'm older than Rachel, and I was an adult person with a job when Dunkaroos came out. And I love sugar, Rachel. Do I love sugar?
You like it.
Do I love a good dessert?
You like a good dessert.
I love a good dessert. This monstrosity is a pile of vanilla frosting. A pile, just a, like a shit pile of vanilla frosting that, like a unicorn just shit out a pile of vanilla frosting. And then thrown on it are Lucky Charms. And delicious. Then next to it are animal crackers. Mm-hmm. It's a nightmare. Rachel, after I leave, is going to go into a diabetic coma because we got it to go. Yeah. Thinking that we could nibble it while we did this podcast. And I had one bite and I almost died. I'm pretty sure I almost died from the diabetic shock. It's disgusting.
It's a lot of sugar.
Oh,
it's a type of person. I like them a lot. I can't eat more than four of them at a time, and I'm sweating a lot, which is my body processing all the extra glucose that was suddenly introduced. But I think I'll order it when I go there is, like, for one, it'll last me, like, 15 days, because you just have a few of them, you nosh them at a time.
And you do have questionable food diets in terms of expiration dates, and when you should.
This is too much for the reader. I want us to back out of this.
They need to know.
I don't think anyone needs to know about my proclivity.
But wouldn't you also say that's a great big heaping pile of nostalgia for you?
That's an interesting question. I think it is made better by the fact that it is reminiscent of my childhood? Sure. I think I would like that dessert, like, again, under the theme of decadence. Like, it's not something I'd get every day at all. But when I go to Nosh, I enjoy getting it because, to me, it's just like, if you're getting a burger made of donuts and dipped in bacon fat and fried whole, why not end with, like, a big old pile of frosting?
Why not? You're already gone over the deep end.
Why not? You don't go to Nosh if you're, like, on Whole 30. You don't go to Nosh if you're like, oh, well, I'm trying to look good for my wedding. You don't go there for that. You go to Nosh when you're at the bottom of the barrel of your self-esteem and self-image.
Do you go there 1 hour before a job interview?
Never. No.
Okay.
You go there after when it's bombed and you know you're not getting the job, so you might as well eat your weight in sugar, fat, salt.
In sorrow
is what it's dipped in.
So that's what we ate. Service was great. I mean, Rachel and I have different opinions about our server. She was very businesslike, very efficient. She did something I really appreciated. She split our checks right down the middle, which made it super easy. I will say they're a Pepsi product-only establishment, which is, I think, an egregious decision made by that restaurant. How can you not have Coke with that kind of food? Who wants to drink Pepsi? Probably the same people that want pate on their banh mi. I'm just saying.
And maybe Dunkaroos.
Maybe Dunkaroos.
It's probably the trio.
They have some other really wonderful desserts, but all their desserts are over the top.
Yeah, they're heavy.
They're over the top.
Yeah.
So, in our arbitrary rating system, Rachel, mm-hmm. what would you give Nosh? Kitchen Bar of Portland, Maine.
I do want to point out this late stage of our recording. You bring up beverages. We didn't get a mixed drink, and they are known for their bar.
Right.
So, I found their mixed drinks just at face value to seem really pricey, so I didn't opt for one, but that is, if you go there, that's kind of what they're known for.
They do have a great cocktail menu, but it was 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. We both have lives to lead.
Lives to live, yeah, 100%. I would give it, I'd give it 4 out of 5 cows.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, maybe I'd sprinkle a little sugar on there, too.
Okay, okay.
That's my rating.
All right, so you know the Cabot cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they make American cheese singles.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take a pack of Cabot white American cheese singles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna give Nosh Kitchen Bar 13 of those.
Ah.
With a side of club crackers. Not the whole box.
Aside.
But a stack. Like, you know how they come with stacks? Yeah. So they get 20 Cabot That's fancy.
That's nice.
Cabot American Cheese singles, individually wrapped,
okay,
with a stack of club crackers.
So mine was 4 out of 5 cows. Yours was a novel,
yeah,
about Cabot single cheese and crackers.
So we leave it to you, our listeners, to interpret that rating.
Decipher it.
Well, I will say this. I'll go back. I go to Nosh maybe once or twice a year. I like it.
Yeah.
It's very indulgent. I'll feel sick for a couple days.
But it's a nice sick. It's a comforting, it's the hug, it's the embrace of a ex who you run into once a year and you're like, I'm glad you're doing well. And then you send them on their way. And
yeah,
you take a shower immediately after.
And a giant crap later.
Oh, come on.
Too far?
Too far.
Too far. Yeah, we'll be back.
We'll be back. Thank you for listening.
Over and out.
Later.